What is happening is that black folks are getting infected more because they're exposed more. And once infected, they're dying more because they have their bodies, our bodies, have borne the burden of chronic disinvestment, active neglect in our community. So when I look at it, it is because of structural racism, which puts us in the more forward-facing jobs so that we're more exposed and less valued, don't even have the protection that we need. And this chronic, you know, the residential segregation that turns into employment segregation, educational segregation, environmental hazard segregation, all of those insults on our bodies have given us more of these so-called pre-existing conditions. So once we're infected, we have more severe outcomes from the disease.